Okay, welcome to Masechta Erevin. Today is Erevin Daf Beis. There isn't really any point in giving an introduction because as we go along, we'll have to say what we have to say. Just 2 minute introduction. Number one of the Lamates Melachos on Shabbos is called carrying. You're not allowed to carry either from one Rishus to another Rishus, from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, and you're also not allowed to carry within Rishus HaRabim. In Rishus HaRabim, you can't carry. What's a Rishus HaRabim? So a Rishus HaRabim is, we're going to learn a lot what it is, but Rashi, the first Rashi here is going to say that it's a street that is at least 16 amos wide. 16 amos is the amount of width that that could hold two wagons with the beams on top, plus the levium, just like in the Beis HaMikdash. So if it's narrower than 16 amos, it doesn't matter what any other factors are, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Okay? That's number one. Number two, it can't be a dead end. If it's a dead end, it doesn't make a difference how many, any other factor, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Okay? So far we have, it has to be 16 amos wide. It has to have, it can't go straight through. It has to be straight through. That's all that Rashi says. Thank you. If it doesn't have these two, Rashi says any other ones? No. That's all. Rashi doesn't mention anything about how many people have to be there, which we're going to get to later in the Masechta. If it doesn't have those two criteria, then what is it? I don't know, but it's not a Rishus HaRabim. By default, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. However, just because it's not an official Rishus HaRabim, it still looks a little bit like a Rishus HaRabim. Why? Because it's a street. So it's too narrow. Or it's a dead end. Right? Because it looks a little bit like a Rishus HaRabim, even though it's not really a Rishus HaRabim, the Chachamim felt, really you can carry in here. Midaraisa, you can carry in this block. Why? Not a Rishus HaRabim. Right? However, the Chachamim felt that if we let you carry in here, you might confuse it and carry in a Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, they required you to make some kind of recognition, a hecker, and make a hecker. Right, I can carry it here because of that piece of wood over there. Right, that's why. Otherwise, I really wouldn't be able to. Otherwise, the Minotaur, you can. The Chacham said, it's very confusing, so we'll let you carry in there as long as there's a hecker. If there's no hecker, it's a problem. If there's a hecker, no problem at all. After all, Chana Rosh HaSarabim. What is the hecker? Three different types of heckers. Number one, a Tzuris HaPesach, which is two beams and a beam on top. That's number one. Number two is what's called a lechi. A lechi is just a stick. And number three is called a korah, which is a cross beam. Okay? A cross beam. The Masechta starts off as if you already know all this. It's all ABC. And the Masechta starts off, now we can start the Masechta. We'll do the big Rashi. Mavui. The word mavui means an alley. So this type of street, which is not a Rishus HaRabim, it's not 16 amos wide, or it's a dead end. Either one of those two, it's missing one of those two issues, but it's a street. In the times of the Gemara, a mavoi, imagine a street with, now, like for example here, and in most places in America, you have a street, and on the side of the street are houses. The mavoi didn't work that way. There was a street, but on the side, there weren't houses. There were courtyards, and in the courtyards were a bunch of houses. So there's two areas. There's the courtyard plus the street. Today we only have streets. We don't have courtyards with then houses in the courtyard. There are some communities like that in America, in Israel, but not really here. It's a street with a house. They didn't have like that. That street that led to a courtyard. The courtyard led to houses. Two, three, four, five houses in the courtyard. Okay, so this mavui is an alleyway. Shehi gavoa lemaila me esrim ama, where the cross beam is taller than 20 amos, yima'it. You have to lower it. 20 amos is too tall of a hecker. People are not going to see that. Again, Min HaTorah you can carry in here. Midrabanan, we said that's not a good idea. People are going to mix it up with a Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, we're going to require a hecker. The hecker can't be more than 20. Right, it says mavoi shi gavoi l'malach. It doesn't mean a mavoi. It means the hecker of the mavoi. A mavoi is a street. The hecker of the mavoi, if it's taller than 20 amos, you have to lower it. Okay? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, shehinicho es hakora l'mayla me'eser mama. Rashi says, it doesn't mean the mavoi is more than 20 amos. It means the beam that you're using as a hecker is taller than 20 amos. What's that beam resting on? It could be resting on a wall, on two walls, a house, anything. If it's resting on two posts, then it turns into a Tzuris HaPesach, right? So it's resting on anything. It doesn't really matter. We're going to spend a lot of time on what it's resting on. But the Korazu, what's this beam doing there? It's Lahatir L'taldel L'tochaba. It comes to permit carrying in there. Why? The Midah Oraisa, Itzer Hotzah Rishus HaRabim B'Shabbos. Min HaTorah. You're not allowed to carry in a Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Mahi Rosh Hashanah. What's a Rosh Hashanah? Here are the requirements of Rosh Hashanah. Sratya, a highway. A platya, or a street. Maybe it's a Greek word for, I think it means plaza. It means a street. Gedola, that's very big. Kedarin or Perikatias of Shabbos. We actually learned that in Vav of Shabbos. Shedot min ledegle ha-midbar. It resembles the golem of the midbar. The chol mili de Shabbos, every aspect of Shabbos, mi mishkan gamrinan, is learned out of the mishkan, right? The agalos shel leviim, the wagons of the leviim, baruch of yudvav ama, that utli, it was 16 amas wide, kidamrinan bazorik, we learned that also. Hilgach, therefore, lo havi rishus harabim, batzim yudvav ama, rochav. You can't have rishus harabim that's narrower than 16 amas. Not only that, it has to be umafulash mi beis Russian. It has to be open on both ends, meaning not a dead end. Open on both ends. Avol mavoi katzerhu. But if a mavoi is narrower, the ainu rachav yud vavama, and it's not 16 amos wide, inami or rachavhu, it's wide enough. Yes, it's wide enough. But ainu mafulash ella rosho echad, right? Or it doesn't have more. It has a dead end. It's very wide. It's 100 amos wide. Doesn't matter, but it doesn't. But it's a dead end. Pasuach l'Rishus HaRabim v'Rosho Echad Tassam, and one side goes to the Rishus HaRabim and one side doesn't. In other words, the mavoi very wide, yet it has a dead end. Right, all the pictures are going to show you have a mavoi. On the sides of the mavoi are chatzers leading to houses. Where does the mavoi go to? It goes to the Rishus HaRabim. Is the mavoi itself a Rishus HaRabim? No, because even if it's wide, it's a dead end on one side. And on the other side, it's open. So if it would be wide enough and open on both ends, it would be a Rosh Hashanah. But it's not open on both ends. So Rashi continues. D'havi mefulash. If it would be mefulash, lo havi mishtri b'kora. Then there's nothing you can do to save it. Why? Because a Rosh Hashanah cannot be. You can't make a hecker for a Rosh Hashanah. A Rosh Hashanah, how could you fix that? Right, and that Beis Amaral, the first Rosh Hashanah. Once it's a Rosh Hashanah, there's nothing you can do. You're not allowed to carry it in a Rosh Hashanah. If it's not a Rosh Hashanah, then we could talk. Then, Minatori, you don't need anything. Midrabanan, you have to have a hecker. Says Rashi, two requirements. Has to be 16 amos wide, has to go straight through. If you have those two requirements, a kor is irrelevant. Right? A kor is irrelevant. There's no error that's relevant. Make sense? The Kivan de Lav Rosh Hashanah. However, since this mavoi is not a Rosh Hashanah, Shari Latul Tule Bay, Minatorah, you're allowed to carry in there Minatorah, Belishum Tikkun. No ticket at all. It's not a Rosh Hashanah, no ticket at all. Rabbanan Gazur, Aleha, the Rabbanan made Gzira, Mishum de Asi La Achlu Faber Rosh Hashanah. You're going to come to mix it up with a Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because, let's say this is 15 and a half hours wide. So here I can carry it, there I can't. It's such a small. So you're going to mix it up, right? V'sheruah b'takanta, we allow it with a takana, with a fixing. D'lechi okora, with a lechi or a kora, or also a tzuris hapesa. D'lehavi hekera, it should be a hecker. D'lo osi l'mishrei rishus rabim gemura, you shouldn't come to carry in a real rishus rabim. Okay?
Do you have an advantage of a lechi or a kora versus a tzuris
hapesa? No. No difference at all.
Why do you need Torah Pesach? If you have one, if you have a lechi, why do you need Torah Pesach if you have like?
Because each one has, good question, each one has mile, the other one doesn't have. For example, by a lechi, there's no requirement that it has to be less than 20 amos. A lechi can be a million amos tall. Doesn't make a difference. Because the slots on the floor. Yes. Each one has nekudas that, but either one, it's an option. It's fielder's choice. Okay? So, again, you see from this Rashi, if that's all Rishus Rabbim requires, they're very common. Right? If that's what a Rishus Rabbim is, open on both ends, 16 amos wide, he doesn't mention anything about how many people have to be there. Rashi doesn't say a word. If that's the case, every town and every city in every country has Rishus Rabbim. No question about it, right? Which means nothing can be done about it. As Rashi pointed, once it's Rishus Rabbim, you can't fix that. Right? Okay. So again, if it's higher than 20 amos, you have to lower it. Says Tosfos. Look at the top Tosfos. Hiksha Hari mi Orleans. The Ri from Orleans in France asks the following question. Like what kind of mission is this? To start off, we didn't even tell me any rules. What's a Korah? I don't even know what that means. All of a sudden, right. So listen to this. Shouldn't the Mishnah first should have said Heksher, Korah, Mavoi? There's such a thing as a Mavoi, as a Korah, which can kasher a Mavoi. And by the way, Beresha, Shehu Lechi, the Korah, there's such a thing as a Lechi, and a Korah, the Meniach Lamaila Miasim, Yamait, and if it's taller than 20 amos, you have to lower it. Doesn't even tell me what a Lechi, doesn't even tell me what a Korah is. By the way, if a Mavoi is higher than 20, I have to lower it. What Mavoi? What's going on here?
That time they did know. So
what?
That time made sense. So
Tosa doesn't give that answer.
They haven't explained it.
So Tosa answers, Betirits, the Tana Nichol Elahaskel Bahai Lishna Kimosha Maschelas Masnitin de Sukkah. The Mishnah patterns the same way the beginning of Sukkah opens. What does Sukkah open with? If the Sukkah is taller than 20 amos, it's puzzle. I know what a Sukkah is. Who doesn't know what a Sukkah is? If I tell a 4-year-old kid, if the sukkah is too tall, he'll know exactly what you're talking about. And by the way, if the korah is too tall, what's the korah? Never heard of that word. But the Mishnah, Tosfos says, it's the same reason. Lohachi parich, shapir tvei, the Gemara, that's why it makes a lot of sense the Gemara is going to ask. Maishna sukkah, b'sukkah, tani psula. How come by sukkah, we say the word pasul, and by mavui, we don't say the word pasul, it's a yima'e, you have to lower. Ask the Pnei Shlomo, why on earth does this Mishnah have to parallel the Mishnah in sukkah? Why? Why do they have to parallel each other? Who made up that rule? What reason? Like Tosfos just says, okay, we're nodding their head. Why? What, that doesn't do with each other, Sukkah and Erevin. Yeah, they happen to have a similar thing about 20 amos. Why?
No,
there's a bunch in between. Right? So why? So it's a good question. It's a very good question. So he says maybe that could you use a korah or these things as part of your sukkah? Assuming they're less than 20 amos, so can I do that? So he says, yeah, why not? Why not? I'll make the korah. I'll incorporate somehow. It's going to be covered my walls, my shach. I'll incorporate it into the sukkah. Can you do that? Yeah, why not? That's why they connect. That's why they have a similar language. So. A little bit of
it. It blocks traffic.
Yeah, what?
Right,
yeah, but let's say, but what if everyone agrees to it? All the people that live in that block, they all listen. We make a community sukkah, and we're okay with that. So for one week, it'll block the traffic. It's fine. If they all agree to it, what's the big deal? Right? What's the big deal? They all agree? Right? No problem. Yeah, I thought it was interesting. Like, everyone just, you read a Tosa, and sometimes, like, what? Right, we don't have time to go dig deeper, you know. Okay, next, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ein Tzara. You don't have to lower it. 20 amos is not too tall. Why not? We'll see in the Gemara why not. V'harachav me'eser amos, you might. What if it's less than 10? I'm sorry. If the entrance of the mavoi is wider than 10 amos, you have to make that entrance narrower. You can't have an entrance to a mavoi wider than 10 amos, and then have a korah or anything, any kind of heker. The entrance to this mavoi, to this street, has to be less than 10 amos.
Less than 16.
What? I'm talking about the width now.
The width.
The width.
Why can't be less than 6 feet?
Because it has to be less than 10. Why? You'll see why in the Gemara. Has to be less than 10. Okay. Yeah. The im yeshlo tzuris ha-pesach. What if it has a tzuris ha-pesach, which is like an entrance way? Afal pishu racham yetzer amos ein tzarech l'mayit. If it has an entrance way, then you don't have to lower it. The tzuris ha-pesach, then you don't have to narrow it. You don't have to narrow it. Why? What?
The advantage of that tzuris ha-pesach, you don't have to narrow it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Good? Very good. Tanan Hassam. We learned over there in Sukkah. Sukkah, she gavoa, lamaila me esrim amma, tsula. If a sukkah is taller than 20 amos, it's puzzle. Why? Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, who says not puzzle? So Maishna Gabi Sukkah.
Isn't this the answer to Tosos' question? That's not Tosos' question. The question
was
Tosos? What? I don't realize. The Gemara starts off by talking about
Tosos. The Tosos said that. No, that's why the Gemara. Because they're connected. So why do they have to be connected?
That's the question. Why are they connecting it at all?
Yeah, who cares? Why does the rules of that have anything to do with the rules of this? Now that we, but they do, because the Gemara says, how come in the beginning of Sukkah, it says if your Sukkah is 20 amos tall, it's Pasul. Pasul Sukkah. Here, if your Mavo is 20 amos tall, the Korah, what does the Mishnah say? It doesn't say Pasul. It says lower it. How come? Why is it a different use of language? So, Gabi Sukkah Tani Psula, Gabi Mori Tani Takanda. Why is that? Sukkah Doraisa Tani Psula. Listen to this. A Sukkah that's Pasul, a Sukkah Doraisa, it uses the language of Pasul. What does that mean? So Rashi says, it's the Rashi of Tani Psula. What? No. Puzzle. No, it's puzzle. If your sukkah is 20 amos tall, it's puzzle. You can't be mekayem your mitzvah sukkah in that sukkah. Can you lower it? Of course you can. No question about it. The Mishnah doesn't give that option. What does the Mishnah say? Puzzle. Says Rashi. Listen to this Rashi. Howell, since, ukvar miyamos Moshe. From Moshe Rabbeinu's times already. Nitna midazu. We already had that rule. When Moshe told the Bnei Israel the rules of Sukkah, Moshe told them, by the way, if such a thing as Sukkah, right? It's not in the Torah, but it has to be less than 20 amos tall. That's a rule of Sukkah, which Moshe told the Bnei Israel. Ubachacham lefarish lecha. And the Chacham came along to explain, Shem luasakach psula. Shayach lemisni balasham psula. That makes a lot of sense. If the Sukkah is more than 20 amos, it's puzzle. Even though, of course, fixing it will help. But call kamadal omazakin la, as long as you don't fix it, ikwi psula. It's called pasul. What?
Time sensitive because.
No, nothing new, time sensitive. It's already old. That was old news. Everybody knew that din was true. Why? The Moshe Rabbeinu already said it. It's an old news. But Mavoi. The Rabbanon, Tony, Takanta, the Rabbanon, but Mavoi, the Rabbanon made this up. So in the Midbar, nobody ever heard this thing. Nobody ever heard Erevin in the Midbar. Right? No one ever heard it. Therefore, we just give you a different answer. What do we say? Takanta, fix it. It's a very difficult answer. Tosfos asks, in the big Tosfos Sukkah, halfway down, he asks, but how come in the Perek B'Mem Adlikin, the Mishnah, it's not a Mishnah, but the Gemara says, that if a Ner Chanukah is taller than 20 amos, it's puzzle. But that's only a Derabbanan. So I would say puzzle. So Tosfos gives two answers. The first answer he gives is that the reason why he says over there puzzle is because it says Sukkah there also. So it's just parallel, even though it's not true. He says, what are you going to tell you to do Chanukah? Lower it? If you, imagine this. You light a Chanukah candle above 20 amos, and then, someone, by the way, it's too hot. Oh, okay, I'll lower it. If you lower it, it looks like you want the light. So you're going to have to put it out and relight it. So because of that reason, what are you fixing it? You can't fix it while it's lit. If you fix it while it's lit, it looks like you're lighting it for your own personal pleasure. Which you can't, right? Oh, he's lowering the candle. What's he lowering the candle for? Because he wants to read. No, I'll do that. You have to put it out and then relight it. So that's why it says the word Pasul B'Chanukah. Interesting. Okay, V by same another. Nami Tani Takanta. Midaraisa, we would also say to fix it. We don't want you to have a puzzle sukkah, to fix it. Ella, but when it comes to sukkah, then efishin mili. There's so many things that could be wrong with the sukkah. What could be wrong with it? It could be too tall. It could be too short. It could be too much, not enough walls. It could be has too much, too little schach. There's so many things that could be wrong with it. What are we going to do? Go specify now 1,000 things that you have to do to fix it? No. Therefore, Tani Psula. It's just very short. It's a shortcut. It's a puzzle. You want to go now and find out how to fix it? Go learn Masechta Sukkah. But over here, Mavui, Delona Fishi Mili. There's nothing to talk about. It's too tall, so lower it. Therefore, Tani Takanta. We gave you an out and we told you to fix it. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Chacham lo lamduha ela mipischo shel heichal. Rabbi Yehuda lo lamduha ela mipischo shel ulam. Okay. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a building called the Beis HaMikdash. That building is called, the building itself had a very long front. That was a certain, that door in there had was 40 yamas tall. In that door, we walked into that door, we were in an empty room that was very long but very narrow. That was called the Ulam. At the end of the Ulam was a little door, 20 yamas tall, half the size of the Ulam, called the Heichal. In the Heichal was the Mizbeach and the Shulchan, right? And in the end of the Heichal was the Kodesh Kedashim, right? The Heichal goes into the Kodesh. So you didn't have that in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, there only was an Ol Moed. There was no Ulam. There's no room before you get to the Kodesh. There's no room like that. You go straight from the outside, from the Azara, into the Kodesh. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was an Ulam, a long room that was had 40 amas tall, and it led you into the Kodesh. What's the story with that room? Says Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, that's what they're arguing about. The Chachamim said, we learn the entrance, we learn the din of Mavui. We found somewhere in the Torah, some reference, that an entranceway could be 20 amas tall. Where's that? By the Heichal. Rabbi Yehuda said, well, what about the entrance to the Ulam? It's even taller. It's 40 amas tall. Therefore, I hold 40 amas. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Chachamim lo mudu el pitzach shel Heichal. The Chachamim learn out from the entrance to the Heichal, which is the smaller one. Rabbi Yehuda lo mudu el pitzach shel Ulam. Ditnan, because we learned. Pitzach shel Heichal, gavoa esrim amas. The Heichal was 20 amas tall. Virachava eser amas, and 10 amas wide. Shel Ulam, the Ulam was gavoa arboim amas, 40 amas tall, v'rachava esrim amas, and 20 amas wide. Uchnei mikra echad darshu. And they both learn from the same pasuk. It says, v'shachat pesach ohel moed. And you should shech karbonos at the entranceway of the ohel moed. This is actually this week's parsha. Parsha's for Yikra. Right? You should shech it at the entranceway of the ohel moed. Says Rashi, ohel moed. So the last skinny, the third to last skinny line. Hu ha-heichel. The ohel moed is the Kodesh. Shesham ha-yunasim mizbeach ha-zaha va-shulchan va-menorah. U-bekulu kasev ohel moed. That's all the ohel moed, right? And in the Mishkan, there was no ulam. There was only an ohel moed. So the Rabbanon Savri, back into the Gemara, the Rabbanon hold, Kedushas heichel l'chud, the Kedushas ulam l'chud. They're two separate worlds. The Ulam and the Heichal have nothing to do with each other. The Chik Siv Pesach Oel Moed. Then what does Oel Moed refer to? There was no Oel Moed in the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't a tent. A Heichal Siv. Therefore, what does the word Pesach mean? The Heichal, the smaller one. 20 amas tall. Rabbi Yehuda Savar. Heichal Uve Ulam Kedusha Achasi. The Heichal and the Ulam is one Kedusha. Therefore, the Chik Siv Pesach Oel Moed. If it goes on both, 40 amas. The Ritva asked, we have a rule called Tafas the Merubalo. Why are you picking the biggest number? Pick the smallest number. So he answers, well, it's a Dinda Rabbanan. So we want to be as lenient as possible with the people. The taller it is, the more lenient we are. So we're going to ignore the rule of Tafas the Merubah and try to find a way to make it as best as possible. 40 amas is best as possible. It's one thing. It's one entity with two rooms. So I'll use the bigger one.
So where are you shechting? By the Heichal or by the Ulam?
What?
Where are you shechting according to Rabbi Yehuda by the Heichal?
I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe even by the...
Either one?
Well, either one, yeah. Maybe either one. V'bayisim or Rabbi Yehuda nami kedushas olam l'chud kedushas heichal l'chud. Even if you want to tell me something, I'll tell you something different. Rabbi Yehuda would even agree that they're different. V'hacha ha'inu taima Rabbi Yehuda. What's going on? Because Rabbi Yehuda found a pasuk that says, "Diksiv el Pesach ulam habeso." It says el Pesach. It says the word Pesach and ulam. So you see, there's a pasuk that already says that. It says Tosfos. Tosfos, the third Tosfos. Zah pasuk ainu b'shul makom. That pasuk doesn't exist. There's no pasuk that says that. Right? It's a combination of two pasukim. So Tosfos says that's going to be the answer back. What kind of pasuk is that? Not a pasuk. You combine two pasukim, right? So says Rabbi Yehuda, I have a. That's not a pasuk. But Amar Rabbanan, ihavi kasev el pesach ol kedemarta. If there would be such a pasuk, you'd be right. That's not a pasuk. Hashda dechsev el pesach ulam habayis. Habayis hapesach leulam. So you have to. That's a funny way how to read this answer. There is no pasuk that says what he says. Either one of two things. Either you combine two pasukim. You have to say you combine two pasukim. So Rabbanan answered back, either, I'm not combining the pasukim, there's no reason I have to do that. Even if you combine the pasuk, what it means is that the entrance is for the heichal. It doesn't teach you that the ulam itself has any chashivas, any independence, that there's such a thing as an entrance to a heichal that I can learn entrances. No such thing. Now the Gemara asks, V'aki k'siv, hai b'mishkan k'siv. But wait a minute, this whole pasuk, this whole thing here is talking about by the Mishkan. How could you learn all this halacha, el Pesach o el Moed, and now transfer it to the Beis HaMikdash? Because by the way, the entrance to the o el Moed was 10 amos tall. So all this whole drasha here doesn't make any sense. That was el Pesach o el Moed. And by the way, there is an Olam Moed in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a Heichal, it's an Ulam. So we just doubled it. We got size 20, 40 Amos. Pasuk talking about the Mishkan. What are you doing? So the Gemara answers, well, it's the same thing, no? Ashkechan Mishkan the Ikri Mikdash, or Mikdash the Ikri Mishkan. They go hand in hand. They're interchangeable. The Elotei Mahach, if you don't say that, Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Shlomim Sheshachtan Kodem Tzichas Dalsos HaHeichal Psulim. If you shach the Shlomim, before you open the door of the Heichal, it's a puzzle card, it's too early. They would open it at a certain time in the morning. If you open it before that, it's too early. Shenemar, how do you know that? Same pasuk. V'shachatu Pesach Ol Moed. Which means, Bizman Shepochasin, when they're open, V'lo Bizman Sheheinu Alam, not when they're closed. By the way, the Ol Moed didn't have doors. So how could you make a halacha about doors being open from a pasuk where there were no doors? The answer is, they're interchangeable. V'ki k'siv, ha'im mishkan k'siv. That's by the Mishkan. What do you see from here? El Ashkechan, Mikdash de Ikri Mishkan, u'mishkan de Ikri Mikdash. Okay? Tosfos says, in what way are they the same? But you can't wear shoes in either one. You can't bring your wallet into either one. Right? They're all the same. And Tosfos says, by the way, there are Gemaras throughout Shas that have two drushes. One for the Mishkan and one for the Beis HaMikdash. If they're interchangeable, why do you always quote different places in Shas? We have two drashas, one for the Mikdash and one for the Mishkan. Why do you need two? So he says, well, he gives an answer over here that's only for the doors over here. He says that. Another place he says, if it has nothing to do with the Kedusha of the Makom, for example, this case, you can't shecht without opening the doors. It has nothing to do with the Kedusha. It's a din. So then you can learn out that they're interchangeable. If it's about Kedusha, you might need two Pesukim. Okay. Anyway, Bishlama Mikdash de Ikri Mishkan Dichsiv Vinasati Mishkani Bisochem. It says this is a pasuk in the end of Vayikra, right, where it says Vinasati Mishkani Bisochem. I will put my Mishkan in your midst. And Rashi points out the Mishkan was already built. So what does it mean, I'll put them in? It's already there. It must mean the Beis HaMikdash. It must mean the future. But he calls it a Mishkan. El Mishkan de'ikri Mikdash minolan. Where's the Mishkan ever called the word Mikdash? Elaim would have said, v'nasah kahasim nosiah Mikdash, that the kahasim carried the Mikdash. They didn't carry the Beis HaMikdash. They carried the Mishkan. We became with the Mishkan on Boam. Ha'uba Aron k'tiv. That's the Aron. Ela mehacha. It says, v'asu li Mikdash v'shachanti v'socham. So what do you see? They're interchangeable. Now, Now, the Mishkan, besides having the tent itself, right? The tent itself had coverings over it. We learned yesterday's parsha, the Urios. It also had in front of the Mishkan was the Mizbeach, right? In front of the Mishkan was the Mizbeach. That wasn't it. In addition to the Mishkan, and in addition to the Mizbeach, there were posts with a curtain that surrounded the entire complex. Okay? There's a picture of it here. There were posts that surrounded the entire complex.
Not the crushim,
something else. Posts, amudim. And they surrounded the entire... I have a picture of it in there.
Mishkan.
The Mishkan. The Mishkan was a courtyard. No. The Mishkan itself was a small tent.
It was a building.
What?
Mishkan was a building.
Right.
Surrounded the building was a courtyard.
Surrounded was a courtyard. And what was at the end of the courtyard? There was a curtain with beams. Yeah, hey, look at this picture.
Like the chel?
Yeah, similar.
Oh, that's the courtyard.
The courtyard, exactly. Right?
See this? Yeah, that's the courtyard.
Right. That's the courtyard. What surrounded the courtyard? And the posts were connected to a curtain. Is the picture of it there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You can see the picture. Now, that courtyard was closed on three sides. On the front side, here's how it looked. There were 15 amos of curtain coming out of both ends. Right? 15 amos coming out of both ends. That's 30. And there was an opening of 20 amos. There were posts in front of it, but it was open. An opening of 20 amos. So the Gemara is going to ask, well, why don't you go hold from that opening? And then it can be 20 amos wide. We said it has to be 10 amos wide. Why not 20? As a matter of fact, that was the opening of the Mishkan. It was 20 amos wide.
It was 50 amos wide?
It's 50 amos wide.
Torah talks about much less than 50 amos. Is 50 amos wide?
Yeah.
No, not the Mishkan.
This outer courtyard. This. See this?
It's a courtyard to the Mishkan.
This was 50 amos wide.
And Torah talks about that?
Yeah. We're going to read the Pesukim right now. Now, Bein L'Rabbanan, Bein L'Rabbi Yehuda, Lil from the Pesach Shar HaChatzer. Why don't you learn out the opening, the width of the opening, from the Pesach Shar HaChatzer, which is how many amos? 20. Dichtiv. It says, listen to this. Oreh hachatzar mea ba'ama. It was 100 amos long. Verochav chamishim bechamishim. It was 50 amos wide. V'kol mechamesh amos. It was 5 amos tall. Uksiv, and it says, v'chamesh esrei amos kolayim lekasev. 15 amos on one side. Uksiv, and it says, v'lekesef hashenis mizeh u'mizeh l'shar hachatzar klav chamesh esrei amos. 15 amos on the other side. Tosos points out that these two psukim that we just quoted, that say 15 amos on one side and 15 amos on the other side, one is from Truma and one is from Vayakel. Why the Gemara did that is Tosos picked up on that. That one of these psukim is in Truma, and Truma says both and Vayakel says both. They both repeat themselves. Why the Gemara took one from there and one from there to get you the 30 amos is a wonder. But it's part of this gigantic Tosos here, explaining what's going on here. Anyway, we're doing it very simple. Very simple. 15 and 15 is 30. That leaves you an opening of 20. Right? Malhan chamesh barochev, just like one was 5 tall. That's irrelevant. Esrim, it was 20 amos, opening afkan. So too by an Eruv. It should be chamesh, that's irrelevant. Barochev esrim, 20 amos wide. Oh, 20 amos open. Right? So the Gemara answers, that's not called an opening. Pesach Shar HaChatzer Ikri. Pesach Stam Alo Ikri. It's not called Pesach Stam. It's called a Pesach Shar HaChatzer. That's not a model that we could use for Hilchas Erevim. V'bayi Seimo, I'll give you another answer, which is an impossible answer. Ki Ktziv Klayim Chamesh Esrei Amos LaKasef. When it says that each side was 15 amos, it doesn't mean 15 amos long. To give you a 30 amma enclosure and a 20 amma opening. That's not what it meant. It meant 15 ammas tall. 15 amas tall. How open, wide was that opening? We don't know. 15 amas tall it meant. It meant, it means it means in the height. That's Tosfos. You can't read the Pesukim like that. How could that be? 15 amas tall. You isolate these Pesukim. The whole thing shows it's not about the height. Now the Gemara asks, didn't we just say they were 5 amas tall? Now we're changing it to 15 amas tall. The Gemara says, Gavoa, Foksiv, Koma Chamesh Amas. It says it was 5 amas tall. So the Gemara answers, I don't know. Hahubi, Tzvas, Mizbeach, Vilamayla. We know the Mizbeach was 10 amas tall. So there was a 5 amas height above the Mizbeach. That's all that means. So that's totally, forget that answer. The whole thing is that it wasn't 15 amas tall. So what does he get if it's 15 amas? If 15 amas tall, how wide was the opening? We have no idea. In other words, how deep did those ends go to leave an opening? We don't know. Because this is what we're talking about the height now. What about the 5 amas? And that's above the Mizbeach. That's a different thing. It's a very difficult Gemara here. It's very difficult. Pashas, we just gave an answer. We gave a question and answer. So it's not a model. That's the bottom line. It's not a model. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mipitzcho shel Ulam Damar. He learned that from the Pesach of the Ulam, Vatnan. Verochav me'eser amos yimait. Our Mishnah said that if it's wider than 10 amos, you have to fix that. Velo pligi Rabbi Yehuda, who didn't argue. He only argued on the height. He didn't argue on the width.
What's the problem with that?
So maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he agrees with the 10 amos, not 20. He didn't argue in the Mishnah. So Omar Baya, yeah, but Paul Gebraisa, but he argued in a Braisa. Right? The Tanya. Verochav miyod amos yimait. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, eino tzarech lamait. If it's wider than 10, you have to narrow it. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't. So the Gemara asks, lift over the season. So why didn't he argue with the Mishnah? How can the Mishnah silence the bride have to come fill in the facts? Why? So the Gemara says, well, Paul and B'Gavoa, he argues on the height, for what didn't L'Rechava, and the same thing. Same thing on the width. V'akati Rabbi Yehuda b'Pitzcho shel Ulam Gamar. He really learned that from the Pesach of the Ulam, V'atanya, Mavo Shigavoa, more than 20 amas tall, Yemayit. Rabbi Yehuda, Machshir, Admem, V'nun Amah. Up to 40 or 50. And Tosfos says, don't ask me, well, if it says 50, then for sure 40. That's how people talk. 40, 50, right? That's how people talk. Now, for Tani Bar Kapara, Admeya. And Bar Kapara said 100 amas, he lets 100 amas tall. Now, Bishlam Bar Kapara, Guzva. That's clearly an exaggeration. 100 amas tall, that's an exaggeration. El Rabbi Yehuda, my Guzma. It's not an exaggeration. Bishlam El Rabbi Yehuda, Arba'im. If it's 40, I know where the 40 came from. It came from Gomer Pitzcho shel Ulam. That was 40 amas tall. Elam Nun, Menal. Where'd 50 come from? Where'd that number come from? There's no model for that. The Gemara says, you're right. Amar Rav Chista, Hamasnisa Atisei L'Rav. You're right. The Mishnah made Rav make a mistake. Why? The Tanya says, Mova Shigavoa Bichavama Yozer Pitzcho shel Ulam Yimayit. If it's 40 amos, Shalhechel, I'm sorry. If it's more than 40 amos, if it's more than 20 amos tall, more than the size of the Hechel, you have to lower it. Who suffer? Well, so Rav thought, well, with the Rabbanon, the Pisco shel Ulam Gamar, the Rabbanon learned out from the Pesach of the Hechel, I'm sorry, Gemiri, and who the Pisco shel Ulam Gamar? He must hold the Ulam, which is 20-40. Velohi, it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda, the Pisco de Malachim Gamar. He learned it out from palaces in general. How tall can a palace entrance be? There's no shear. No shear. What, if it's 50? Oh, you don't find any palace in the world. Of course he would. Of course he would. He doesn't have to give a shear. V'rabanan, imi pischa shel hechel gemiri, we boy dalsos kehechel. So then, why if the rabbanon learn out from the hechel, then why doesn't a mavui require doors? After all, alama tanan. Why do we learn hechsher mavui? How do you fix a mavui? So beishame omrim lechi vikora. Beishame says you also need both a lechi and a kora. Ubeishil omrim lechi o kora. Either one. Dalsos, right? So why don't we need doors? I don't need doors. So the Gemara answers, Dalsos, Hechal l'tznias ba'al mehud avidam. Dalsos were just there for tznias. Why were there doors in the Beis HaMikdash? But that's how a house is also. Even though nobody lives here, it's only Hashem's palace. But just no one had to have doors. Right? Doors were only made for tznias. Right? Asks the Malo HaRoim, so what? So what? Why they're there? Who cares why they're there? At the end of the day, they have doors. So therefore we should have doors. So he gives an unbelievable answer. He says, yes. And what did we just learn? We learned that if the doors are closed, you can't bring karbanos. So when does it have the status of a Beis HaMikdash? Only when they're open. So what do you see? That the fact that there are doors there is just for tznius. In order for it to function as a Beis HaMikdash, doors have to be open. So what do you see? The mavi doesn't have to have doors. Unbelievable answer. Right? El Miyati, if that's true, lo tahani le tzuris ha-pesach, then why does the tzuris ha-pesach work? Toha keichel tzuris ha-pesach havile, a heichel was a tzuris ha-pesach. It was an entranceway. Right? Afilu hachi eser amas hu d'reviach. It was only 10 amas wide. Alama tanan, why do we learn, in yesh tzuris ha-pesach, if you have a tzuris ha-pesach, afal pi shirocha b'eser amas ein atzar chumait. If you have a tzuris ha-pesach, by the way, you don't have to have this 10-amma rule. The 10-amma rule only works if you need a lechi there. You're sticking a stick in the ground. You have to have 10 ammas. Otherwise, it's too big. What if you have a tzuris ha-pesach? It could be wider than 10 ammas. So why could that be? The whole model is the heichal, which was a tzuris ha-pesach, which was only 10 ammas wide. Why is a tzuris ha-pesach allowed to be even wider? And the Gemara answers, now, midi hu taima el l'rav. That issue was only according to Rav. Rav learned in a Chanami. If you're learning the model from the Heichal, a Tzuris HaPesach, then hey, hold, you don't have to lower it. You don't have to narrow it. You don't have to narrow it. In other words, you don't have to. It's Taka true. You don't have. You asked earlier, what's the difference? Why do you have to narrow it? The answer is, according to Rav, you don't, Taka. You don't. Why not? Because we do learn from the Tzuris HaPesach of the Heichal. Yeah, the Heichal had a finite amount. Did have a finite amount. So what? If you're learning it as a Tzuris HaPesach, it ain't a Chanami. It shouldn't be finite. And Taka Rav says it's not. It could be. I don't know. It could be a million. I don't know how wide, but it certainly could be wider.
16 is right, which is wrong.
Correct. So you have more space. You have more wiggle room. You have much more wiggle room. That's exactly what Rav said.
Right, not more than
16. But not more than 16, right? It has to go, but only if it goes straight through. So that's a dead end. Then it could be longer. It could be wider. How wide could it be? I don't know. But you're right. Don't tell me that I'm stopped at 10 because the Tzuris HaPesach of the Heichal tells me it could be wider. All right? We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.